appreciate that. And ask if you will take your Bibles and go to 2 Timothy, the second chapter. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. It is always amazing to me how the Lord ties things together on occasion, and several things that Jeremy said in the lesson kindly tied with some of what is on my heart for this morning. And like I said, I'm not going to take a great deal of time, but I do want to share with you what the Lord has placed on my heart. 2 Timothy, the second chapter, first end. Paul says, therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. That is the portion of Scripture that the Lord has placed on my heart. The letter that Paul is writing to Timothy will be his final letter. He is facing certain death by the hands of the maniac named Nero. And Paul realizes that he doesn't have a great amount of time to share with Timothy things that are on his heart that he wants him to remember. And so Paul writes and encourages him to fight the good fight of faith. Paul tells him to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, to live his life honoring the Lord. Paul is trying to tell Timothy, I'll be gone one day, but I want you to keep pressing on and serving the Lord. It is a word of challenge, not just to Timothy, but to all of us today, to fight the good fight of faith. There is so much in our world that pulls us down, so much that seeks to discourage us and defeat us in life. And so Paul writes to encourage him, and the Holy Ghost preserves it to encourage us. In these last verses that I read, Paul makes a statement. He says it is a faithful saying. I read what commentators had to say about that. And they had this idea. They said that very possibly the words that Paul is about to share, it may have been part of a song or a poem that they circulated in that day. They were surely words that Paul realized that Timothy would recognize, because he said, it is a faithful saying. Paul is saying, what I'm about to share, your trustworthy sayings. Paul says there is something about these that brings a song in my heart. And Jeremy was talking and teaching about songs and singing. There is something about songs that on occasion speak to your heart. There are times when and I'm kind of like Jeremy. I don't have the voice that sings now. But I hum a lot. And a lot of times when I'm happy, I will catch myself humming some song that lifts my heart. And there are occasions when I'm a little low and discouraged. At the same time, I'll find myself humming a song that encourages me and lifts my heart in a hard time. There is just something about songs that does that. And it is like Paul is saying, Timothy, I know right now things look dark. I know right now things are hard. But Timothy, I still have a song in my heart. I still have something that brings a joy and rejoicing in my soul. And that is kindly what's on my heart for today. I believe what Paul shared with Timothy, I believe it is something that will speak to our heart, that we can rejoice in God about. First of all, Paul seems to say, I rejoice in my heart because our salvation is eternal. And Jeremy touched on that as well. I realize that Paul, no doubt, has a physical death on his mind. I know that Paul surely is realizing that. Oh, I know that before long I'm going to face the chopping block of Nero. But Paul says here, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. He goes on to say, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live in him. I realize that me right now have seen so much sickness in the last couple of weeks. Death has touched our church family. And to realize that things can happen so quickly. And Paul, I don't think he's just talking about physical death here. I think Paul is realizing that when Christ died, I in essence died with him. And when he rose from the dead, I arose with him. And as far as God is concerned, we are dead to sin and alive in Christ. And Paul says, it is with eternal glory. I realize that we have eternal life in Christ. In the days when life is hard, in days when physically we don't feel well, in days when things are hard, Paul said, I know I'm eternally saved. Life can and does change. But in Christ, our salvation is in eternal. Paul was careful here to recognize when a Christian dies, that is it. Paul is careful to emphasize when life ends here, we just pick up living over there. We have eternal salvation. And there's nothing will ever change that fact. Thought about Jesus talking with Martha when Lazarus had died. After 4 days, Jesus shows up. And Martha meets him. Martha said, Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother would not have died. Jesus said, he said, believeth in me. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Jesus said salvation is eternal. So this physical body may die, will live with him forever. I can rejoice in the fact that salvation is eternal. But Paul says a second thing. Paul says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Paul says, not only is our salvation eternal, but Paul says our suffering is temporary. That word Paul uses, suffer, that is a word that means to remain under, to persevere, to endure, to bear up under suffering, dealing with a load of miseries, adversities, persecutions, and provocations. It is an active word. It means to go beyond just the thought of enduring. But it is the idea of realizing God has a reason and a purpose in all we face in life. And it is allowing God the right to accomplish His purpose in us. Let me put it like this. It is saying, Lord, I may not understand why I'm going through all I'm going through. But Lord, help me to trust You. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be patient till You accomplish in my life what You desire to do. But Paul said, we know that if we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. Paul is saying all of our suffering, all of our enduring is only temporary. And there will come a day we'll reign with Him. I'll be the first to admit, I don't know what all the reigning will be about. But I do understand this. Reigning, Him reigning, has to do with victory. The idea is, one day we'll share with Him in His victory over sin and Satan forever and ever. Jesus told the disciples, in the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And there is coming a day, all our suffering will be over. All our enduring, all of our being faithful in trying times, one day will end and we'll share His victory. But then there is a final thing. Paul says, I rejoice because our Savior is faithful. Paul said, if we deny Him, He also will deny us. That is a word of warning to those that don't know the Lord, that if they deny Him, reject Him, one day He'll reject them. But then Paul says, if we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. He cannot deny Himself. The fact is, we all at times are unfaithful. Fact is, we all at times fail Him. Fact is, we all at times come up short. But He never does. Paul said, even though I at times may be unfaithful to Him, He is always faithful to me. Oh, I'm so thankful today that He's always faithful to His children. Paul went on to say He cannot deny Himself. What Paul mean by that? Paul is saying, in other words, God can be nothing less than what He is. God is perfect in His love. God is perfect in His mercy. God is perfect in His grace. God is perfect in His goodness. God is perfect in His compassion. And yes, God is even perfect in His judgment. And God is perfect in His faithfulness. He's faithful in the lonely hours. He is faithful in the midnight hours. He is faithful in the good times. Faithful in the bad times. He is faithful when I am faithful. But thank God He's faithful when I'm unfaithful. Nothing will ever change God's faithfulness. Paul said, I've still got a song. I may be facing certain death. Maybe in a prison. Been chained to soldiers. But Paul says, I still have a song. Song that says, salvation's eternal. Suffering is temporary. And our Savior is faithful. I'm glad at all times we can sing that song. I know that it is eternal. My salvation. I know there'll come a day we'll lay down all the heartaches, troubles, and sorrows. And I know He'll be faithful till I get home. And I praise Him for that. Just some thoughts on my heart. Some thoughts I feel like I ought to share with you before we go. I hope that God will take it and bless it into your heart and mind and encourage it in all we face in life. Appreciate that. Appreciate you being here. Thank God for just the opportunity. Share together just a little time. Worship. Fellowship together before we go. Got some announcements. Got a card of thanks that I'll read. Card says, thank you, dear pastor and church family. We feel there is no way to adequately thank you for all the kind expressions of comfort and sympathy during this deeply difficult time. The visits, meals and supplies, flower and prayers, especially the prayers. We appreciate the message, playing and singing at the funeral. It was such a sweet service and great comfort to us all. How truly blessed we are. May the Lord in His goodness continually bless you all. We know there are difficult days ahead. So please continue to lift us up in prayer as we do you, thanking God upon every remembrance of you. Son, love, Holden, Jan, Chris's children and family. Appreciate the card and do continue to ask the Lord to help them, encourage them, and meet the needs of their lives. Also forgive and their family, asking the Lord to touch them by His great power. Pray for Henry. Continue to ask the Lord to touch him with strength and healing. Henry has a scan the 29th, so be praying about that. Pray for Holly, asking the Lord to touch her. I mentioned they had found fluid in her abdomen. And they are planning to draw that off this week. If I'm not mistaken, she is to have a treatment. Found out that as the year ended, that they had owed her one more treatment. And so she'll have that one. Pray for her doctors. God would give them wisdom about what to do ahead as far as treatments. Pray for the family. Also for Randy. He will be having some shoulder surgery before long. So pray for him. Pray for Kevin. He is to have his surgery Tuesday at Atrium Hospital in Pineville. Asked him yesterday if they had said how long he may be in the hospital. He said possibly a few days. That will depend a lot how long he has to have the strange tube and how he's doing. So pray that God will work and touch the doctor's head. He said if the cancer is on the lung, he said we can get it all with clear margins. He said if it's in the pleura, it'll be a lot harder. So Kevin said, I'm praying it is on the lung. So make that part of your prayers, asking the Lord to help. Pray for Amber about her back. Betty's Tammy had her skin cancer removed. All went well. She said that it cut one time and came back. Said they got it all. She was so thankful. And we are. prayed for Israel. And then, as we mentioned, the wedding this afternoon at 3 o'clock, be praying God would bless and God would help in the wedding. And pray for Stephen and Alicia. So these are requests. Take them with you. Ask God to meet their needs as only He can. Let's all stand right here.